The plight of this year's King Puck, incarcerated in the middle of a heatwave, has caused ripples far beyond Killorglin in County Kerry. To find out the latest, we're joined by Amy Nereida, a senior broadcast journalist with Radio Kerry and formerly of this parish too. Amy, RT's Liveline reported yesterday that the wild goat had been brought down from its cage at Puck Fair yesterday morning. What's the position today?
Yeah, reports started to emerge just around lunchtime, I suppose, yesterday, Paul, that King Puck had been taken off his throne, and a statement soon released by the Puck Fair Organising Committee thereafter said that a local vet had advised that he should be removed due to unprecedented spells of hot, sunny weather. And so that was done. He was placed in the shade and given a constant supply of cold water and food. And at that stage, the committee said they would be conducting hourly checkups and that he had a good bill of health. In the statement, it said the decision was in line with the five freedoms of animal welfare, and the welfare of Puck was their highest priority. But as you know, Paul, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the decision to put him up there in the first place. Just a bit. Now, there's always been a level of controversy over how ethical it was to hoist a goat in a cage over a very busy town for 3 days and nights. But what really shone the spotlight on it this year, I suppose, Paul, was the high temperatures over the last few days. And speaking as a frequenter of Puck Fair, I can tell you that normally you'd be prioritising the poncho over the Factor 50 when you're packing your bag for the festival. So this really was uncharted territory for organisers. Normally, festival organisers would be praying for good weather, but you could argue in this case it resulted in the breaking of a tradition that dates back over 400 years, so I'm not sure the sunshine was as welcomed in that regard. But there have always been concerns raised about the welfare of the animal, and in the week ahead, online petitions would start popping up to stop the cage being raised, calls for the ISPCA, that kind of thing. I can tell you, we were inundated with calls and texts here in Radio Kerry about King Puck in the past week, both for and against the old tradition of parading him through the town and placing him high up on his perch. But this year, because of those temperatures, those voices against were a little louder.
Well, what's going to happen next? There are some suggestions that King Puck could be put back on the throne later on this evening.
Yeah, there's no confirmation as to that just yet. Now, in the statement that was produced yesterday, even though there was pressure from media outlets over the past few days, the statement didn't mention that at all as to why it made the decision to take him down. But we don't know yet as to whether he'd be put back up. I mean, there's been a mixed bag of reaction, as you can imagine. Obviously, animal rights activists and those backing the calls for him to be removed raised the question as to why he was put up there in the first place, especially when the warm spell was well flagged by Met Éireann and it's a metal cage. So their take on it was that common sense prevailed. The general consensus from those who wanted him up there was that they were satisfied that the vet had made the call, and so it was accepted that he should be taken down for his own sake. But like I said, the festival hasn't confirmed yet as to whether the plan is to place him back up on his pedestal. But I suppose it does raise the question going forward around the fate of King Puck and whether organisers will reevaluate the tradition going forward. Okay. I mean, I'm sure interested parties will certainly be looking at the amount of controversy surrounding the festival this year and wondering, number one, is it really necessary to put the live goat up there when there are arguably more modern or innovative ways about going about it? And number two, whether it's worth it when there was so much negative publicity surrounding it.
Amy Nereida, the senior broadcast journalist with Radio Kerry, thank you very much for joining us.